word of bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh, seen in my body for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul. And all my burdens and cares are all gone. 'Cause, Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul. And all my burdens and cares are all gone. 'Cause, Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed in fine linen, clean and white. I am dressed. The Lord made me a body from his very own. And as his wife, I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul. And all my burdens and cares are all gone. 'Cause, Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. The word of bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh, seen in my body for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul. And all my burdens and cares are all gone. 'Cause, Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed in fine linen, clean and white. I am dressed. The Lord made me a body from his very own. And as his wife, I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul. And all my burdens and cares are all gone. 'Cause, Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, Lord, I praise you. You made me a body from your very own. And as your wife, I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Praise you, my Lord. Amen. Love you. Amen. Love you. Amen. 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 Thank you, my Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. A body of glorified flesh and bones. You can't be that, can you? Amen. So we just praise the Lord for another chance to be here to worship God and to talk about God's Word. And it's just wonderful. Now, we've had, as you all know, a wild week, like in Georgia here, especially down in South Georgia and all, but the Lord's been merciful. full to us again, and we didn't have too much bad weather here. So we just praise God for that. Amen. So we just thank God for all that he's doing. Thank God for the word. It's really something when you got the Bible here, and it's just like reading the morning newspaper or tomorrow's newspaper. Amen. It's the thing that's said would be is happening. And so it's really something to see how true God's word is. If there's ever been any doubt about it, amen, you can't read some of these scriptures without seeing. Amen, it's just exactly right. Been that way for thousands of years, and actually longer than that, since God had this plan, and I had a message here, the dream that God dared to dream. Amen, he put it all together. His dream told what would be, and here we are right here this morning seeing some of the things that God said would be here, both in the natural and spiritual. And another thing I want to mention here is this. We had a message sometime back that God works and the Lord Jesus Christ works, and their messages and the workings don't conflict one another. We see what's going on in the Middle East. We know that much of it's the working of God. Amen. And he's just getting things ready. Everything's working out according to his plan. And that's so beautiful and so wonderful that we, as the children of God, knew ahead of time, glory to God, just what it would be. And now we're sitting up here today watching it come to pass. Amen. And it's just amazing. Just something you could never, no one else could ever figure out. Amen. God, he worked it out, and it goes not like the world thinks it's going to go, but like God said it would go. Amen. It'll be that way every time without doubt. And I just appreciate the word of God, the things of God, and we praise him and honor him. The more we know him, amen, the better we love him. Amen, the better we appreciate him. And the more we know him, we know that his word is so true, and he'll bring it to pass according to his plan or his dream that he dared to dream. Amen. So, excuse me while I have some water to begin with. Amen. Sitting back before coming out today, thinking of some of the more better scripture, but I like to wait for some inspiration, and thinking of a scripture that's fulfilled and which would be the best. And you could just start right now reading, and I could be standing here late today still reading, bringing in some of the things that God said would happen, and it's happening right now. Amen. So we have a message there about God works and the Lord Jesus works. God's working and the Lord Jesus Christ working, and it don't conflict one another. Well, that's exactly what we're seeing in the Middle East. I mean, how could that be? Amen. Amen. That message preached a few years back, probably, and just laid it out. And here we are today, and it has caught up with us. We see it coming to pass. And to me, that's wonderful. And it just shows that we're not just walking blindly, hoping or guessing. Amen. But it's coming to pass just exactly. Like 1, 2, 3. Amen. You know, right in line. And I'm just so happy this morning to see the God's word being fulfilled, and knowing that the time of redemption of the whole earth is very near. Amen. That's spoken of in the book of Acts, chapter 3, where Peter They've asked when will these things be, or when is the coming, so on like that. Amen. But Jesus, Peter said that the heavens had to receive him until the times of restitution or restoring, putting it back together. I'm talking about the earth's atmosphere, the millennia, going into all that. Amen. So everything, and if we had the time today, and I'm sure you wouldn't want to listen that long on it because you've heard it over. Now, you've kept up with this message, the word. You know pretty much what's going to be, see. Amen. And we could take different places in it and go over and show exactly. Amen. Not guess at it. Amen. This is not guesswork anymore. You look at what's going on in the Middle East, and it's really something. Praise the Lord. So I was thinking about the scripture. What would be a good scripture to read you? Because all of them are so good. That's the thing about the Bible. Most of the scriptures were so good, and there's so much to say about it that you have to try to find that inspiration. And you can't find unless God gives it. You know, God gives inspiration as to what would be need to be said and what wouldn't be, because you cannot go through all of it at not in one sermon when you'd like to, especially when all these things start piling up on one another. And if you remember, 4 or 5 weeks back, I guess, we had that, how they stacked up one on the other. Yeah, stacking up of events. We had the, people say, Brother Ben, you said this was happening the first part of 70 week of Daniel, which is 3.5 years, and then this will happen 3.5 years, and this happened 3.5 years. Says, aren't you getting too many 3.5 years there to work out the 7 years? Amen. Well, I was just listening. All of a sudden, it came to my mind that God stacked those things. They're fulfilling themselves consecutively. Amen. The two prophets on the scene and the things that the Lord's doing. And then there's 144,000 making preparation to preach in the last 3.5 years and on and on. And it goes so good, come together so right. And so that's where the word that came to us. There's a stacking of events, meaning they all, yes, you can take each one of them, lay it in the word, it'll fit exactly, but some of them stacked, they're running consecutively. Amen. Not just 7 years, 3.5 years, and then another 3.5. True, you would only have two parts. Amen. But when you stack them, as the word says, amen, the way God brought it in, and you run them consecutively, much of the things that take place in the 3.5 years, because there's the two prophets are truly going to prophesy the first 3.5 years of the 70 week of Daniel. Amen. And there's so many other things, but we won't get on those at this point in time. We just want to talk about the word and talk about how God has let us in on it, that we're living here. And we can see what's happening to the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And what happened to the nations as he places them in place, Israel particularly. Amen. We see all those things coming in being, coming to pass. And it's just beautiful. You look in the word and read it. And there it is. And not only that, he has shown us ahead of time. And we spoke about it quite some time back, and here they are, just like it was said. Amen. So all of it tells us we're at the end time, the end of this present age, see. Glory to God. At the time when God's letting all these things come to pass, and he's included us. He's included us in his plan. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ has allowed his wife to know these things, and it's just so good. See, glory to God. And God's got work going on within the wife of the Lamb, the perfection of it, the word coming forth. Yet, on the other hand, amen, there's all these earthly things taking place. As he moved the nation to where he wants them, amen, getting it all ready for first the great tribulation period, and then go right into the millennia, and everything's going to work out just right. Then, but the thing we're looking for at the end of that millennia, amen, where the earth itself goes into eternity, but before it does, Satan is cast in the lake of fire. And I like the reading of the word where he's bound for the first 1,000 years, because God's going to use them again, because there are people marrying and building houses and taking care of the earth. The earth's going to be a beautiful place, but Satan to be loose. And one of the purposes is for everyone to have a trial. Amen. There will be a voice that we can do it better. We can just follow me. Satan will have someone that he can work with real good. And finally, he'll gather all the nations together. But the thing about it is, when they say gather all nations, it might have the appearance that they gather all the people. There's going to be many, many people born and raised in the millennia, glory to God, whose names are in the Lamb Book of Life. And I like that. Someone asked me recently, why was the Book of Life open? There at the Great White Throne Judgment, everybody that's resurrected there is going to be lost. Amen. Well, there's a group of people they're not seeing, just like in this day now. There's a wife of the Lamb they're not seeing in this time. But over there, the Book of Life will be open for those that was born and raised in that millennial reign. Amen. That never had a trial, never had a test, and everything has went so good for them. Amen. So Satan will be loose, and there will be a trial for them, so that when eternity begins, everybody that's there made a choice. They loved God, they wanted to serve God, and they did it because that's what was in them to do. Amen. So that's just so good. And those that followed Satan as he's loose, they will be gathered together, all them judged, and cast into the lake of fire. And when we talk about the lake of fire, amen, we're talking about a place where nothing ever comes out there, see. Once they go in the lake of fire, they are put there to be destroyed. And then everything will be perfect, beyond perfection, beyond what we know perfection is. And so here we are today with the Word, and we see much of it just opening up before. We see the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. I believe it was this morning my wife mentioned there in Romans about 9, 10, 11 through there. It don't say nothing about the wife of the Lamb there. Yeah. So she's hid in God. Glory to God, and revealed right here at the end time. But now, here has come the day for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Where we go forth, amen, and just keep the word of God, go forth and enjoy the blessings of God. And it just gets clearer and clearer and clearer. Used to people talk about church, how about the church had the Holy Ghost and the different things they would say about it. But they would always miss the one group. Amen, the wife of the Lamb. There's a group that is clothed in fine linen, clean and white, and she's a special group, but she's been hid in God. He hid in Christ Jesus and in God. How'd that scripture go? We're dead and our life is hid with Christ in God. Yeah, with Christ in God. See, it's been hid, but now it's wide open to those that are part of it, and those that God wants to show. So here we are today. We're marching forward with complete and total confidence, and we can find our place in the Word. Amen. Where others say, I don't see all that much about the wife. Well, it's there. And the thing is, God gave some other writings here at the end time for the wife. Amen. Which is taking place right now as we speak. Amen. Fact is, we have a book to go on the site. It'll be over at the printer probably by Wednesday of this week. And see, we got that. All this is taking place, and God knew it before the world was. In reading that, it shows the wife, expose the wife, make it real. Amen. You might say, well, I've read that. I've read certain things. I've read there in Romans about Israel, how they would turn to God and so on, but I didn't see anything about the wife. Well, the wife is a group hidden within that group. Amen. Just like Christianity through the church ages and through for the 2,000 years, from the time Jesus crucified and resurrected and ascended on high. Amen. And there was a group in the earth, and many of them, amen, is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. They went to the grave. Amen. And the spirits went to the place that God has in reserve to hold them till we get ready. To all of us ready. And then, amen, together, amen, we'll be caught away in that secret chamber, one said. Glory to God. Amen. And I see all the glory of God around. And the ones that the wife of the Lamb, those that God chose, they'll see it clearly. Everybody else say, well, I like the man said here sometime back, I love to hear preachers preach about the church. Well, that's good and fine. Amen. But the church, you can spread that out into all Christianity, see. And most of it's led by an Antichrist spirit, see. Amen. But there's a people in the earth today. Oh, praise God, praise God. And then we realize that we are that people. And we glorify God for it. We thank God for it. And we wonder why God chose us when there's a lot of people a lot better than we would say. But he don't look at it from that standpoint. He look at it eternally. Amen. What he's chose, he's brought into being. And so today, it's as I was sitting back there thinking and reading a little bit, amen, all of this, it's so much of that word, and it's all congealing together, I believe we used the word, didn't we? Now, we had that message on the conversion of the quick, well, the quick conversion of two prophets. This is in.
Yeah.
In this moment and the twinkling of an eye, and it's in the book.
The Miracle Wife of Glorified Flesh and Bone.
Now see, that is a biblical writing, but it's not included in the Bible. Amen. So we here today, glory to God, have word, and it's just anointed just like the word Paul preached. And just like what Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Amen. It's anointed, and it's bringing forth a people. Amen. The wife. Hallelujah. And she's just eating this word and growing on it and rejoicing in it and so on. And it's beautiful. Hallelujah. And so I'm so glad to be part of that. Now you tell me, how are we going to preach glory to God with all these good things laying here? When you open the Bible and start reading, and all these good things just right in there. Amen. You have to depend on that anointing of God, see. Amen. That anointing of God will lead you. Amen. And anoint your mind, anoint your heart, anoint your soul. Amen. That you'll be just talking the good things of God. And some will say, hey, how do you know all these things? Amen. So here we are today. And I like to talk about it, so I'm going to read here in Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Let me just try some more of this water here. Here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and you'll probably recognize this verse because I read it quite often, And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Amen. Now notice those words. It starts off about the word. Amen. It is quick. It is powerful.
and it will produce what it said it would. Amen. So you might say, will I be really be a wife that's clothed in fine linen, clean and white? And yes, there is. Not only there will be, there is. Amen. I never forget over in Zambia, I believe, in Africa, where we preached. We were scheduled, and we had a pretty tight schedule for a couple of days in that city. And we started preaching. I preached that, and the people, they just rejoiced and praised God. And they've never heard nothing like that in their life. There'd be a group that's dressed in white robes. And then there's another group in fine linen, and yet both of them, the thing I want you to know, both groups were in the favor of God. Amen. Both groups walking with God. Hallelujah. But that group in fine linen, that's the wife of the Lamb, say. Glory to God. And those in white robes, they're called servants. They serve God day and night and so on like that. It's the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. And those things, and they just wouldn't let me go. I believe, wasn't it 4 or 5 days? They kept 5 days. They kept us there, and they didn't want us to leave. And we were leaving. They held the plane down because we had a few of the books. We did give away most of the books that we had. And there were some brethren, preacher brethren, and they wanted to give them. So I guess they had some clout with the airline or the government or something. So they helped the plane down. And we had they come, opened our suitcase and hunting for them books. Got them books. Amen. I want this and I want this, and you know, they'll say, glory to God. And they held the plane down. And then we got on the plane. The people walked out on the porch there of the building. And they said, let us go fix us a place. My wife and I have a place to go out. Then wave at them and so on. They're waving at us and hollering and shouting. And they just got so revived that it was amazing. Glory to God. So we praised God. And one brother never flew on the plane before. We took him over to another country with us. And he was so amazed. He got up there. We were looking up at the cloud. Now we're looking down at the cloud. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So we see those things taking place, and we see the things that God had did over the years, and he has done so many good things. And that's why we're rejoicing in the Lord. That's why we're praising God. And now that's why we have come, not that all the Bible's fulfilled, but it's not. Amen. God's going to fulfill much of it that hadn't been fulfilled. But the Lord Jesus got his wife. Amen. And now he has a writing for her. Amen. Glory to God. That's for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. It's not just the Bible per se, but it's got the writing that God's given for the wife, the married wife, here at the end time. Hallelujah. And that's what these books are all about. And so be sure to keep a pretty close check. And the one that we're taking to the press this next week, hopefully. And I'm pretty sure we will, because we're almost there. Amen. And that's one you want to be sure and read, because it deals specifically, most of the book, with glorified flesh and bones, see. Yeah. Amen. Not just getting born again, and there's nothing greater than being born again. Amen. But then as you get born again, move on with God, you get to the place where you come to your chosen place. See, the wife of the Lamb. And there he brings those back that's part of the wife. Amen. That's wrote in 1 Thessalonians. I believe it is the 4th chapter. Is that right? Check me in. Okay. And it's starting verse 14 there. Amen. God sent them back to earth. Amen. To be here with all of us to hear this message. Glory to God. Something that's not necessarily read in the Bible per se. Amen. But it's the fulfillment of the Bible, what God said would be. Amen. Hallelujah. People, amen, that's dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Hallelujah. There's nothing against them whatsoever. Hallelujah. Because that white linen, clean and white, it can't be soiled. It's never been soiled, and it won't be soiled. Hallelujah. So here we are rejoiced. That's why we're rejoiced in the Lord. And that's why we don't sell ourselves short, we'd say, when we come to the things of the wife of the Lamb. Because the wife of the Lamb is a very important, well, it's part of the Godhead, see. Here's how that worked out. Amen. We become one with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, and the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him, and we are his wife. Glory to God. And we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And whatever he is, that's what we become, except we represent the feminine part. Amen. He represents the masculine part. Amen. You know, there's when God started his creation, he knew all these things. Remember the dream. The dream that he dared to dream, see? Amen. And when he made Adam and Eve there, and he made Adam there, but he put within Adam the spirit, that masculine and feminine spirit. But the feminine spirit was dormant, laid aside, held in check, we would say, until, amen, the masculine spirit came and did certain things, which type of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did. Amen. But then Adam, God created, took a rib from Adam and created Eve. Amen. God took a word, and look what he's done with that word, say. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, this is so good. And if you just think I'm just talking today, amen, I can't help it. That's what's in me. I get started talking and preaching, amen, and about all these good things. But there's something for the wife, and you don't necessarily have to read like I did, 70 years ago, I guess. I'm 85 now, a little over. Amen, read the Bible through and through, looking for that God has for us. There ought to be a specific part that God has for us, for the wife, and on down like that. Well, now it's become clear. Amen. So we'll see a book on it coming out pretty soon. And we don't do it to print ourselves. It's contracted. And we don't, sometimes it's not just right on the date, but we know in all the time we've been printing with this same printer for 40-something years. Amen. And good people, and they've never asked us when we're going to pay or what we're going to. We just wait till the book done, and every time we pay it off. Amen. Amen. God's able. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes we'll start and very little to print with, but and some might say, how are you going to print that? You know, I know that you got a small church, and you don't take that much money in, and that printing's very expensive. How are you going to do it? Well, I don't know, but it always get done. That's the main thing. In all the years, about 40 years of it, it has never failed to come up, and every book has been paid for. Glory to God. And I tell you, I just rejoice in God. Amen. To see what he's done.
Amen.
Amen. So I really appreciate him. Amen. So I started reading here on the 12th verse of this fourth chapter of Hebrews, and he's pointing to something that's beyond the Bible, because he says the word is quick and powerful. Now, when you talk about the word quick and powerful, it's not necessarily just reading this Bible without the quickness, the power, the spirit. It all works there, and it lets us know that this word is a living word, and this Bible only tells about it, see? Glory to God. We live in our heart, in our soul, and in our spirit. And all these things come out. And it's just amazing. The great God of heaven, just think of him. The one that created all the great universe. The one that created the Milky Way. The one that created the billions of stars. Yet, he's small enough, amen, to deal with us personally. Amen. Now, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and become the wife, very wife, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's nothing no higher than that, see. Glory to God. So can you rejoice over that? Amen. Does that make you happy? And then our fault, our shortcomings and all that, which gets less and less as we go. Amen. None of them hinders, because it's fixed in God. When he dreamed a dream, he said, this is the way it's going to be. And there's a lot of circumstances that fell out through time, but it winds up just exactly. Amen. Revelation 21 and 22 tells about that city. Amen. The foundation, the gates, and the street of gold. Amen. And all that was said and done way back maybe millions of years ago. We don't know. Amen. And God knows every star by name, see. He's that great. And yet he includes us in his family. Hallelujah. As the wife of his beloved son. Glory to God. So I tell you, I feel pretty good about that. Amen. Nothing's going to come my way to make me feel differently. Hallelujah. I've done seen too much now, the old saying is. Glory to God. So that's good. And notice that word is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than into his sword. Amen. Now that's not talking about the written word so much. The spiritual word's quick and powerful. That come to pass. Amen. And that's what that's been laying there as a spiritual word. But yes, now it's going into print. Hallelujah. You can read it and rejoice over it. You can praise God over it. And just think, God's got something for the wife to read that is enthusing. That's enthusing, that's beautiful, that thrills her. Hallelujah. So she's not going to get tired and what would you say? She's not going to get bored or complacent. Amen. With this, she's just so happy, and she knows that God has fixed it for her. If we fixed it, it could probably have some places where it didn't work too good. But when God fixed it, when it's not working good, that's his working good, because he knows how he's going to curve it around and make it work just right. Hallelujah. So I praise him today, don't you?
I do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now I want to stop here and give God praise too of the bad weather that we've had. Amen. Last week and so on. And it did a lot of damage to different places. But here, not a leaf fell off the tree, honey. Amen. And that's just, we just praise God for it. Amen. Amen. I'm not saying that might not come some days one that will do damage. But if it is, see, God's got a purpose in that. Amen. See, all things work together for good. And we learn that, then we're happy in him.
Amen.
Happy is the man that puts his trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, and that goes for the woman too, see. And I'm praising God for something else I want to bring in. And this may be a day of just talking and praising God and rejoicing. But there's one thing. See, God has revealed his wife. Revealed the wife of his son. Now, Israel's been looked at according to the book of Hosea and different ones. And you could get it all through that. And God has a man come and show us where all those things fit. Raymond Jackson. He's already finished that until he took Raymond home. Amen. But he said there's going to be a group that's not going to be took home that way, but they're going to be changed in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. And be caught away. Glory to God. And being caught away will be with all those that have already come before. That's why he brought them. Excuse me. That's why he brought them back to earth, see. Yeah. Amen. That's it. Praise the Lord. And this throat after 70 years or so, sometimes have to keep wetting it down a little every now and then. So you hear a little pause. Glory to God. I like to wet it down a little bit so the voice will come out good and clear. Amen. My wife's got one of those horns.
Ram horn.
Yeah, and Leah does too, I believe. I know. The way things looking now, she may have to dig that out pretty soon.
Amen. And start dancing through the hallway again. Amen. So these are the things that we rejoice about. Amen. And we're not rejoicing because we have the biggest church or because we have the most people. And the Bible says concerning Israel, back in those days, they weren't chosen because they were the greatest and more greater in number than anything, but they were chosen because God chose. He ordained it. And he just made it work just like he wanted it to work, and praise God it has. Amen. So I'm just thanking God today. Amen. And we don't know all that tomorrow holds, but then yesterday we didn't know what tomorrow held, but now we see today how it's coming to pass, how it's coming into being. Amen. And how God's placing the nations just right. And Israel will have back all of her land and everything. And every foot, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just a little spot here and a little spot there. Amen. I'm talking about every foot of it. All that God gave Abraham, then it passed on to Jacob, 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. And to show he knew exactly what he was doing way back then. When you get over into the 21st and 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, there's a city that has 12 foundations. And each one is named after the 12 apostles of the Lamb, say. Amen. And the gates, they named after the 12 patriarchs. See, he knew all of this, and now he's bringing it into being where it's so clear. Hallelujah. And so all that he brought into being there and said would be, it's coming right in being while the wife of the Lamb, amen, she's rejoicing. And all the promises that God made to her is, one writer said, it's yea and nay. I mean, it's just right on the money, see, we'd say. Glory to God. So we got all that. And yes, there's a devil still. He still exists. And his job is to try to kick us around a little sometime and maybe try to send a little discouragement. But when you look at what I'm looking at this morning, and talk about what I'm talking about this morning, and you see how all of it's come to pass, and even way back then, he knew about these foundations, named them just as thus, streets of gold, the river of life just as pure as crystal. He gave us that breakaway river.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, just it's just so wonderful.
Amen.
And that breakaway river is from that original source. Glory to God.
Amen.
Pure. Amen. And it's just so good that we can't tell about in one day. But I just wanted to bring some of these things in this morning. Actually, I didn't know I was going to bring this much in. I just got started, and it just kept growing. Amen. Like we used to roll a snowball here. Two or three times a year, we'll get a good snow. And we'd roll one that started down the hill here, and we'd be rolling it and just having a good time. And then it finally gets so big, we just had to get out of its way. It was on its own. Amen. So the hints came to say, it's fixing snowball, or it's snowballing. Amen. It's getting bigger and bigger, and we can't control it. Amen. But God controls everything, doesn't he? Praise God. And one thing about what God called great, amen, what God called great, we call small. The small things he take and make great. What we call great in the eyes of God is small many times if it's not according to his word, see. Amen. So the great things of us, not with the wife, because she's got the same mind, but with the religious world and the people of the world, those things that count great, big buildings and seminaries and all these things, great program, they think that's a great thing. But to God, it's very small. Amen. You want something great, take just a handful of people. Amen. We had a brother come to church here for quite some time. He's already gone to be with the Lord now. But he saw some pictures of myself and my other family members and how we came out of the mountain. And
I didn't hardly know how to spell anything. I didn't know how to what T-H-E mean. Amen. But I found the way by the wisdom of God. I'd get some sit with someone that knowed how to read, you know. And I'd they'd help me find the place in the Bible where I was reading from. And it's the fine words, and I told this before, but a lot of people, they really liked the way it worked there. But there would be words like thee, T-H-E. I didn't know what it meant. But then I would learn by what the preacher was calling it. And then I'd look, there's a then. I'd say, wait a minute, that's that same word, thee, with the N on it. You know? And then them, see? T-H-E, them. So you have them. Amen. And just get the thing. And once you get it, God just helps you, see? Amen. And so now I've read the Bible through so many times, I don't even know. But for 70 years, I've read it over and over and over after learning. Amen. And, you know, after I got started learning, I liked those words. I liked to learn them words. Amen. And sometimes I wonder why today, the modern day, it's a lot hard for a lot of time to get the children to learn. Amen. But if they get that word thee like I did, then go to eat the them and then and those things and the words, they'll begin to come together and you'll look and you'll just know what they are, say. Amen. Well, you'll look and you'll know what this message is. When you hear one of these messages, some might say, I couldn't understand that. Well, amen. If it's in you, and it was in you before the world was, and you're part of it, amen, everything just come together perfectly for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I like that thing I was saying after we got finished with the service some weeks back. I was saying, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is he. Amen. And I got through that. My wife cut loose saying, one beautiful, beautiful, beautiful is she. Amen. And went with a song that way. Amen. Now that she is included very fully. Amen. Not a second class citizen, or not someone, not nobody lifted up above the man or something of that nature. Amen. But God equalized his children. Glory to God. And so now if she gets the revelation, it's just as good to me as if God give he a revelation. Glory to God. That's where we're at today. Amen. And isn't it wonderful? Amen. All right. So I believe we'll just go ahead and call this the message today and think on these things that we've said. Amen. And if you didn't like this, I don't know who to blame, because I just got started. Didn't have it laid out, didn't have the intent, and it just came this way. And that scripture that I started off reading, it goes on, tell about the word, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Amen. All these things. And is a discerner of the thought. Amen. See, that's what we're at, where we're at now. It's just some discern. You just have a tendency to know certain things. Glory to God, and you come find out it's just right. Amen. I saw that work real good. My wife over in Africa, and different times she tells certain things, and God give her a vision or something. And sure enough, amen. And at first, I will be the first one to admit that I really might not have gave the proper attention to what she was saying about it. Amen. As far as thinking that it'll be just like that. But lo and behold, it just worked out real good. Amen. And it came to pass. So we got a lot of those things. And my wife's got a book. She writes dreams and prophecies and stuff down. And they come to pass. And they might have been a few years back, but they come into pass just exactly. And we praise God for that. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Not only we praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we praise you in the name of the Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. We just praise you and love you and we thank you. And thank you, Lord, for including us in this. It's so great. And Lord, we're not saying that we don't deserve it, because you called us and you made us deserving. So I'm not going to dispute your word. Amen. Somehow or another, you saw something we might not even saw in ourselves, but you did. And here we are today, the wife of the Lamb rejoicing in thee. And we praise you for all these things. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Maybe my wife have another song here. Well, thank you. Amen. Done got some comments, Mom. At least my wife said, "Mom, that was wonderful." And we praise God for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise you, Lord.
The male and female parts of Christ that were in God is now in Christ the wife, with a glory that excels, and where the Spirit without measure now dwells, and we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells, in human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells, in human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. It's our pleasure to tell you such things as these of our glorified flesh and bones the Lord made us to be. See this glory that now excels, and he gave us the Spirit without measure that never, never fails. Oh, we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells, in human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. It's our pleasure to tell you such things as these of our glorified flesh and bones the Lord made us to be. See this glory that now excels, and he gave us the Spirit without measure that never, never fails. Had we rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells, in human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. In human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. Praise you, my Lord Jesus. Praise you. No. Praise God. Love the message. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah, Lord.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now we can just rejoice and shout the rest of the day. When we leave here, we don't sign off and forget this service, because we haven't got far to go. Our house is built on the back. Amen. So we will go back down and just continue rejoicing.
Yeah,
twinkle. This is the time to twinkle. And my wife, she's good at putting it on our website. And I never dreamed of having a website till a few years back. Amen. But God just made it possible.
Amen.
Amen. One of the, and
the man that built it was going to build it first class all the way, he said. Amen. He did, and did it at a price where it was something that was that we could handle, see. Amen. So I just praise God. It's been so many good things take place, and I don't want to get started telling about all these good things, but if you get that enthusiasm get building in you, you just can't hardly help but saying more and more and more.
Amen.
Glory to God. Just like the dream I had that we've talked about quite a bit, where we were overseas preaching, and I said to myself as I got through the preacher, that the story started that we were there at a church, and I said, let's go in and sit with them in service and so on. And so we did. We went in and service started. I had some songs and prayers. And then the minister, I suppose, or the one that was in charge there, he got up and he says, Brother Ben Howard's going to be ministering for us today. Well, I was sitting back a few rows, and I said, how many Ben Howards is there? Nobody knows me here, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Amen. And he said, just come right on, Brother Ben. And I looked around, and somebody patted me on the back and said, it's you, go on up. And so somehow or another, I got nerve enough to go on up. And when I did, there was a lady came up on the other side of the pulpit. And she stood all 3 or 4 foot from me there. And I walked up to the pulpit. And some of them could speak English and some couldn't. And English was the only thing I could speak. So she interpreted. And the thing is, she says after a minute there, she said, sir, are you ready? I said, yes, ma'am. Amen. I was a little shocked, you know, stunned. Amen. I've never had a woman interpret like that. So I was shocked at it and went ahead and preached. And after preaching a while, talking about this good message, I thought I'd better close out because don't want to bore these people. Hey, I may be here a few more days and they might ask me to preach again. Amen. And so I'm going to close out. But when I said, let's close, it's time to close, and so on like that. And I started kind of gearing down, making a few remarks as we were closing out. And then a couple of people on one side jumped up and said, more, more, more. And then over on the other side, there's two rows, and they started saying, more, more, more. And then the whole church was saying, more, more, more in unison. Amen. And so, I looked over at the interpreter. She said, sir, they're wanting you to continue. I said, well, let's do it then. Amen. And they were so blessed. Amen. Well, amen. We'll just have prayer and go back and continue on another phase of the working of the Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we thank you. Oh, more and more. So as Barbara has wrote a song, give us more, more, more. Amen. We just praise you, Lord, amen. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen.
Praise God.
Amen.